This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America, urumu Washington, D.C.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington, D.C.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina chivabvu 26 2016. Makaterera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Izvozvi unoswerera nenzara, ndatotenga nachisi up, ndora ndatodya nachisi roro. Unongoswerera nenzara wakagara pano.
Nyaya yekushomeka kwemari yoramba ichinetsa munyika. Zangano revagari reHarare Residence Trust rochema-chema nekumanikidzwa kwevagari vemuHarare kuti vaise maprepaid water meters. Vechidiki vezano PF vanoti kufora kwavo kwakabudirira uye gore rinouya vanoronga kutounza vanhu vakawanda kune rimwe gungano rakadai. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe voregerera vasungwa varumajeri. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington, D.C. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi uye vanhuwa zvavo munyika vari kushora zvikuru vemabhanga uye vemuzvitoro nekuvabhadharisa mari dzemitero kuti vatore mari dzavo mumabhanga. Vanhu vanoti kunze kwekupedza nguva yakareba vari mitsetse, vave kubhadhara mari inosvika madhora 20 pakutora mari inosvika chiuru chemadhora yavanokwanisa kutora nemadhora 3 chete, asi yavave kuti vava kutora mukati memazuva 10 nekuti vari kukwanisa kutora zana remadhora pazuva kubva mumabhanga. Vezvitoro vanonziwo vari kumanikidza vanhu kuti vatenge zvavasiri kuda kuti vakwanisewo kuwana mari. Mukuru weBankers Association of Zimbabwe, Dr. Charity Jinya, vanoti vemabhanga havana zvavangaite pamitero iyi nekuti vashandi vavo vanenge vavandirwawo nebasa. Vanhu vataura neStudio 7 vanoti vave kupedza nguva yakareba yavanofanirwa kuve vachishanda ivo vachifora vari pamabhanga. Mutoro wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kunyange zvazvo mukuru webhanga renyika vaJohn Mangudya vakati mabhanga ape vanhu mari inosvika churu chemadhora pazuva, amai Esther Samson vati chinonyanyovashungurudza kutadza kupiwa mari yakatemerwa iyi.
Nokutika izvozvizvi unoswerera nenzara, ndatotenga nachisi up, ndora ndatodya nachisi roro. Unongoswerera nenzara wakagara pano.
Kubvira last week tichingotora mari chipiwa ma200 iwayo. Tasvika kuseni kuma7 o'clock. Zvino dzapast 3.
Umwe zvakare anga akaforera mari pabhanga reCabs ndiva magodo bangwayo, avo vati vari kurasikirwa nenguva yekuva vachibata mabasa. Panguva iyo vanhu vazhinji vari kurarama nekubata mabasa emaoko nekuda kwokusawanikwa kwemabasa.
Cash iri kunesa because ungamira kana 4 hours apa kana 5 hours usati waona kana cash chinzi marai. Saka cash yanga iri kukoko uchimbopidza 166 zobva azopidza ma 15 20 izvozvo azopidza tazopinda tatese kuma past 3 but azopinda tese kakamwe chete.
Vajek Kavero vaudzawo Studio 7 kuti komishina inofanirwa kuva ichipa mari havasi kukwanisa kutora mari sezvo isiri kubudisa, vakati mumabhanga vari kungoudzwa kuti hakuna mari. Vati zvinovashungurudza zvikuru kuti vanobuda ziya kushanda vobuda zveziya kutora mari mumabhanga.
Ndawana hangu mari yandanga ndichida, asi raini racho ranga kakura zvakanyanya zvokuti tamira kubva na 11 kusvika iye zvine zvidzato kuma 24 takangomira. Saka ndopandawana mari iye zvinezvi.
Vamangu jikapa wakapa shiga zvekugadzirisa dambudziko remari vakati Zimbabwe ichaunza mabond notes pamwe nekuita kuti vanhu vashandise dzimwe mari dzakadai semarands ekusouth Africa pane kuti vanhu vasimbirire kushandisa madhora ekuAmerica. Kunyange zvazvo vanhu vaikwanisa kutora mari muzvitoro zvakadai sana OK, Pick and Pay, Bon Marché neamwewo. Ongororo yaitwa neStudio 7 muzvitoro izvi yaratidza kuti zvitoro izvi zvakachinja mutemo uye kuti ukwanise kupiwa mari inonzi cashback unofanirwa kutenga zvinhu zvinoita madhora makumi matatu wozopiwa zana remadhora. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Zvichakadaro, sangano rinomirira varayiridzi reZimbabwe Teachers Association kana kuti ZIMTA rinoti dambudziko remari kumabhanga riri kukanganisawo zvikuru mashandiro evarayiridzi sezvo vari kuzomanikidzwa kupedza nguva vari mumitsetse kumabhanga vachiedza kutora mari. Mukuru weZimta Vasifiso Ndlovu vanoti nemhaka yekuti mabhanga asi kukwanisa kupa vanhu mari dzavanoda pazuva, varayiridzi vazhinji vari kukundikana kubhadhara zvikwerete pamwe nemitero yepavanogara. Vandlovu vanoti sezvo varayiridzi vari kutarisira kutambira mari dzavo dzemihoro mangwana, vachaona vazhinji vavo vachikundikana kudzokera kumabasa kwavo vatadza kuwana mari dzavo. Nyika yakatarisana nedambudziko hombe rekushayikwa kwemari izvo zvepakuti vanhu vatambure. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita naVandlovu pamusoro pedambudziko iri.
Dambudziko rekutambira mari rakuita dambudziko guru nemhaka yekuti mabhanki mazhinji ari kuita echilimita mawithdrawals evarayiridzi. Mamwe mabhanga ari kuramba achiti $100, mamwe achiti $200. Saka tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vachashaya mari yekuti vakwanise kudzokera muzvikoro zvavo. Nhasi ndazvofamba-famba zvangu mabhengi ndaona kune makuse akati revei vanhu vachimirira mari kuti imboonekwa. Rimwe bhangi harisagoni kuti zvozotaura panapa nderekuti range risina mari zvachose.
Imiwo sesangano mune matanha amuri kutorawo here kuedzawo kuti muteketudzane nevemabhanga kuti nhengo dzenyu dzinge dzichikwanisa kuwana mari?
Zvanhasi hatisati tapanga zvekuita, but ticharamba titsvaga nzira dzokusimudzira nyaya iyoyi. Zvatinofunga ndezvokuti tigare pasi nemagurukota edzemari ava tinzwe kuti ivo vanofunga kuti cash crisis yenyika iyo inogona kuti ibatsirike sei. Zvimwe nyika zvinenge zvishandisa maplastic money. Zimbabwe haigoni here kuramba ichisimudzira nyaya yeplastic money. Izvo zvinovetsera kuti vanhu vanofamba kwese kwese vasatakure keshi, but vafambe vene makadhi avo pamwe vichiswaipa vichibhadhara zvavanobhadhara. Anota keshi ozvowana keshi shomanana yekutenga tumatomatisi nezvinhu zvishomanana zvavadaro.
Tinonzwa kuti vezvitoro vari kuti kana muchida kuti kubatsirewo kuti muwane mari munofananga muchitora zvimwe zvinhu muzvitoro kana kuti kutenga zvimwe zvinhu kuti mukwanise kuzopiwa imwe iri mari.
Sevazvitoro vanenge vachiita kutengesawo sevanhu vari kuti vawane mari zvavoga. Vazhinji vari kuti tengai tokupai cashback ndizvozvo zvavari kuita. Asi navo futi havana mari yakati kurei, vanenge vane mari shomanana yavanopa makastomas acho.
Avanga vari mukuru weZimta Vasifiso Ndlovu vari parunare neStudio 7. Mutevedzeri wemunyori mubato rezano PF Youth League vakudzai Chipanga ava vakaronga kufora kwane zuro kwebato rezano PF vati vane hurongwa hwekufora zvakare gore rinouya kwakadarika kwakaitwa nezuro. Vati vari kufara zvikuru nekubuda kwakaita vanhu, asi vamwe vanhu vachiri kugunun'una kuti kwaive kupedza nguva kuteya nzoune riva. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vachipanga kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Zvakafamba kudarika zvataitarisira. Ndodaro nepamusana pekuti vanhu vakazviurira vega isusu at headquarters level tisina kuvabatsira netransport. Kazhinji kacho petinoita mitambo mukuru yemusangano tinowanzoprovida vanhu transport and food from headquarters. But this time vanhu vakwanisa kuzvifambira vega from their respective provinces and respective districts zvatishamisa chaizvo ise utungamiriri wechidiki musangano weZANU-PF kuti vanhu vedu vanoda mutungamiriri wavo zvakadaro zvekuti vakwanisa kuzvifambira vega vachiuya kuzosangana naPresident wavo vachidzokera vachifara semafarira vaita ekuti vasangana naPresident wavo. Hatina kutarisira kuti vanhu vangauye neuwandu hwavakaita ihwohwo. Tinoda kuvatenda chaizvo vanhu veZANU-PF.
Ko vamwe vari kuti vachipanga nevamwe vavo vanenge vakamanikidza vezvikoro ava kuti vavape mabhazi, ichokwadi here ichi?
Semataurira ndaita kuti at headquarters level takangopa soko rekuti vanhu vauye musi wa25 tiite march in solidarity with President Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Isu chedu chatakaita kupa soko chete kuuya mafambira vakaita vakazvironga vega kumamisha kwavanogara ikoko nemadhorobha mavanogara imomo, hatina kuva provider transport.
Ko tichitarisawo vachipanga vamwe vari kutiwo mari yamakashandisa kuronga musangano uyu dei makakwanisa kuita inga yatingati employment creation, mungopa vamugabe tsamba dzenyu dzenyunyuto pane kudaidzira musangano wakakura kudaro, mungati kudinazvo?
Vanhu vasingazive mashandiro anoita mapolitical parties nemashandiro anoita magovernment. Mapolitical parties haasiriwo anofunda magovernment programs. Political party ine treasury yayo nemembership yayo. Government ine treasury yayo. Maorganizations oro maorgan maviri akatosiyana. Hazvigoni kuti mutore mari yevanhu muchiti hunzai kuno mari yochiise mutreasury yegovernment zvisiri pamutemo. ZANU-PF ibato rinotedzera mitemo. Vanhu vakada kuti mari yavo vada kundoitengesa maice cream, vanhu vakada kuti mari yavo vada kundoishandisa vachiita zvose zvingade kuishandisa kuita mabiko kana kuita michato. ZANU-PF haikwanisi kuti regere kuita muchato hunzai mari iyoyo muhurumende. No, hurumende ine treasury yayo, ine mari dzayo, ine budget ayo anotorwa semanational budget. Party ine mabudgets ayo anonzi maparty budget.
Saka muchitarisa vanhu vakauya nezura vachipanga, mungati uwandu hwavo vanga vakawanda zvakadii?
Vanhu vakawandisa zvokuti handira kutokwanisa manje uchiona kwavanogumira.
Mutevedzeri wemunyori mubato reZANU-PF Youth League vakudza yechipanga vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe neZuro vakaregerera vasungwa vanosvika zviuru zviviri munyika vanosanganisira madzimai ose kusara kwemadzimai maviri akawanikwa aine mhosva dzekuponda. Sangano reZimbabwe Prison and Correctional Services neZuro rakati madzimai anosvika mazana mashanu nemakumi masere munyika vakabva vatanga kuburitswa mumatirongo, vamwe vakaregererwa uye vanosanganisira vechidiki vose vasina zvisina kuti vakapara mhosva ipi, nevamwe varume vanosvika vane mhosva dzisina kukomba. Sangano reFemale Prisoners Support Trust rinotungamirwa naMai Rita Nyamupinga, iri rinoshanda nemadzimai vari muhusungwa, rinoti kunyangwe zvazvo zvakaitwa navamugabe zvakanaka, zvizhinji zvinofanirwa kugadziriswa nekuti mamwe madzimai aya anga asina kana chekubata kana mhuri dzinoatambira vachibva mukusunungurwa. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naMai Nyamupinga kuti tinzwe zvizere.
Zvingangove zvakaoma nekuti munoona kuti kana vanhu vasungwa zviye akangoerekana anzi angobuda mujeri akuenda kunosangana nevanhu vaakatadzirana navo vai, vanhu ivavo vanenge vachine kugumbuka kukuru ende vanozviona sezvisina kunaka. Asi isusu tinoti hongu vakaita zvavo chinhu chakanaka chaizvo.
Izvi zvava kureva kuti madzimai ese kunyangwe avo vanenge vapara mhosva nhasi vaakutoburitswa here muchizarira kana kuti zvinorevei?
Madzimai anonzi ese abuda, asi vanobuda vaine vanoiswa mumakategori ekuti vakaita zvakati ava vane mhosva dzavo dzekuponda vanosara varimo, vane mhosva dzisati dzatongwa vanosara varimo, vasungwa nhasi vanosara varimo, kwoita vamwe vaye vatinoti mentally detained prisoners vanosara varimo nekuti panenge pachida kuitwa hurongwa hwekuona kuti vachazofamba sei vachaenda kupasina nyaya dzavo dzakatongwa vanosara varimo vanoenda ndiva vanga vachipika ndo vanoenda kumba ndo mamiriro azvinenge zvakaita
pamira pakadai zvinofanira kuchiitwa sei manje kuti madzimai aya awanikwe achidzokera kumhuri dzavo pasina bopoto kana zvimwe zvakadaro
zvakadai zvinenge zvakaoma munoziva kuti vanhu vangoburitswa vamwe vacho havana kumbobvira vauya kuzoonekwa vari muusungwa vangodzichiendani kana kuti vamwe vanga vagara varimo muusungwa imomo vari mumajerumu munhu akasungwa makore matatu mashanu apfuura arimo mujerumu achaziva here kwekuenda achazivawo kubatana naye here nekuti zvakaita semajeri akaita samachikorodi vazhinji vacho vamwe vane mhosva dzine makore akati wandei vanenge vachitobva kunzvimbo dziri kure vondichendai munopindira kuchikurumbi saka isisi ndo kwatinozopindirawo manje kuti vaye vari kuda rubatsiro tovayamurawo kuti mati munoda kuenda kwakati muchafamba sei
vanga vari amai Rita Nyamupinga vesangano reFemale Prisoners Support Trust vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye vari muHarare. Rimwe sangano revagari vemuHarare reHarare Residence Trust kana kuti HRT nhasi raendesa tsamba yenyunyuto kune vakafanobata chigaro chameya weHarare vaPeter Moyo vachiti havasi kufara nechirongwa chekuisa maprepaid water meter muguta. Kanzuro yeHarare inoti ine urongwa hwekuisa maprepaid water meters kuvagari vanosvika zviuru zviviri senhanganyaya kana kuti pilot project. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mukuru weHRT vaPrecious Shumba.
Vagari ichokwadi vari kunyunyuta muzuva ranhasi sangano reHarare Residence Trust rapa petition muguta reHarare tapa acting mayor Councillor Peter Moyo. Vagari vari kunyunyuta kuti nyaya yemaprepaid water meters haina kubva kuvagari. Nyaya yakabvira mumahofisi evatungamiri wekanzuro. Nyaya iri kutorwa sechimbi chimbi asi waine mukana wekutaura nevagari asi havasi kuushandisa.
Asika vekanzuro tataura navo vashumba vari kuti aiwa imi munenge muri kungokurumidza kumedza kutsenga muchada vachiti vagari vakawanda vari kufarira urongwa hwavo.
Iwo vari kunyengedza vagari vachiti maprepaid water meters akafanana nemaprepaid electricity meters asi havasi kutsanangurira vagari kuti mugari ashandise mvura anotanga abhadhara.
Mukuru weHarare Residence Trust vaPrecious Shumba vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, Blessing abatawo mutauriri wekanzuro yeHarare vaMichael Chideme.
Kune vanhu vagara vanongoita maprojects akadaro ekungopikisa zvese zvinenge zvipikisa even zvinodiwa nevanhu. Pandakatomira izvozvi panapa nditori netsamba yakanyorwa neimorganization ine dzimba dzakawanda yakatonzi request for prepaid water meters and portfolio yavo ine more than 200 properties spread across the city. Yes. Saka ava vanouya nenyunyuto dzavo tagara tinodzitarisira nyunyuto kuvanhu vakadaro nokuti havana chakanaka kazhinji chavanoona chinoitwa neguta.
Ko ivo vari kuti munenge musina kunyatsotaura nevagari nezvenyaya iyi ichokwadi here?
Kutaura nevagari takataura chiripo ndechekuti ava varume nevakadzi ava chero mukaita zvakaita sei ravo basa nderekupikisa.
Mutauriri wekanzuro yeguta reHarare vaMichael Chideme vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa-919 AM, pa-4930 kana pa-16065 ne-15460 kHz pa-shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutongi wekuUganda waAlphonse Owin Dolo Vabata Aisa Luyima aine mhosva yekuuraya vanhu vanosvika makumi manomwe nematanhatu muUganda muna 2010. Luyima ari pakati pevanhu gumi nevatatu vanodyidzana nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheAl-Shabaab. Vanhu vakabhombwa vaiona mutambo weWorld Cup panzvimbo yekutandarira muKampala, guta guru reUganda. Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vari kupesana pamaonero avo kufora kwakaitwa nevatsigiri vezano PF neZuro, pamwe nekufora kwakarongwa neMDC inotungamirwa navamogen tsvangirai kuchaitwa muBulawayo nemuGovera. Nhengo yezano PF inomirira Highfields West muParamende vapsychology Mazivisa vanoti kufora kwakaitwa nebato ravo muHarare kwakaratidza zvikuru kuti mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vane rutsigiro rwakawanda. VaMazivisa vanoti bato ravo richatsigira vaMugabe musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika nokuti ndo vari kudiva neveruzhinji. Nhengo yezano PF vachimirira Nkai South muParamende. Tunodzokorora, nhengo yeMDC vachimirira Ngai South muParamende vaAbednego Bebe vanoti bato ravo riri kuronga kuratidzira mukupera kwesvondo sezvo riri kunyunyuta nekuparadzwa kwaitwa nyika navaMugabe kwemakore makumi matatu nematanhatu. VaBebe vanoti bato ravo harisi kuzomanikidza vanhu sezvakaitwa nezano PF. Reichoto weStudio 7 atanga nokubvunza vaMazivisa maonero avo paurongwa wezano PF wekuratidzira nezuro.
Urongwa hwe1 million match hatinangogutsikana nahwo chete. Takatokatya madzo nesu kuti shuwa vanhu vangabva vabuda mabudiro avakaita kuratidza sapoti yavo kuna President Mugabe. Taisatarisira vanhu vakawanda kudaro, vanhu vane huwandu kudaro, vanhu vanoya maoriro avo ega vaine chinangwa, kwete chekungoti vaMugabe tiri kukusapotai all the way, kwete, asi chiri chinangwa chekuti tipemberere mutungamiri wedu wenyika achitira zvinhu zvakanaka makore akawandisa. Tiri kuona isu chiZimbabwe haisingori nyika yakasununguka pakuzvitonga kuzere kwenyika yeringati political freedom. No, Zimbabwe inyika ine kuzvitonga kuzere in terms of empowerment, in terms of maresources. Zvisingaitike kune dzimwe nyika, haungoende kune imwe nyika muAfrica kana pasi rose woona nyika yakasununguka politically and economically, asi isu tazviwana muZimbabwe kuburikidza navaMugabe.
VaMazivisa, maida huwandu hwevanhu vanosvika 1 million, makakwanisa here kusvika pa1 million machi yamaidai?
Maonero etakapeta tinogona kunge takatodarika nekuti ground retinge tinaro vanhu vacho vakatosvika nekutara kufidelity house. Saka manumbers acho vanhu vanga akawandisa, vana BBC vari kutiwo 700,000 manumbers obva angowandisa, asi isusu sekuziva kwedu taida kuti ground rizare ende rakatozarisisa rikapashukira, ende meseji yange iripo yekuti vaMugabe tiri kukufarirai, tiri kukutsigirai. Saka isusu esifaizi ya konsendi tikuramba tiri behind vaMugabe, tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe ngavarambe vachisvukidzwa vaMugabe. Hapana munhu asingashaudwa, hapana munhu asingatukwa, saka naJesu chaiye aiita mabasa akanaka. Paisashaya vairi vatatu vaishoropodza vetingati nhasi veopposition, hazvishaike zvinotowanikwa mupolitics.
VaBebe, zvakaitika kuZANPF makazviona nezuro, imi semaonero enyu sebato reMDC munozviona sei?
Kahlamaza zvikurukuru izvozvo nekuti ukazvitarisa zvokuti vanga vachimachira chii, kosi ukazvibvunza kuti for 36 years tanga chitongwa naMugabe yeye. For 36 years nhasi unouyo hatina mari yeZimbabwe, tikusevenzisa mari yemamwe macountries. For 36 years nhasi hatina ikonomi inotaurwa nayo yakafa kupera kudzara maindastri akafara. For 36 years we are the worst corrupt country in the world. For 36 years vana mfundo yedu yato yakatochinja. Unoona kunzi mapepa zvakalika takataka zvimusere. For 36 years tanga tisingazive kuti vanhu vanopiwa chikafu nemamwe macountries, asi under Mugabe rule for 36 taakupiwa masikafu every year. For 36 years taakuziva kuti vanhu vanongosungwa vasina kupara mhosva. For 36 years taakuziva kuti munhu mutema anouraya munhu mutema as if munhu acho akamutadzira asina kumutadzira.
VaBebe, ndezvipi zvamuchaita imi musebato pakuronga kwamuri kuita kuti munge muchiratidzirawo zvakasiyana nezvakaitwa neZANPF neZuro?
Isusu tiri kuromba ironga chipedzera mutemo wenyika section 59 of the constitution yeZimbabwe iri kutiyo kana muchinyunyuta nenzira yamuri kutongwa nayo unofanira kuratidzira pakunyarara kuti tiri kunyunyuta zvina zvikufamba zvakanaka. That's why I'm actually outlining kuti izvi zvandiri kutaura kuti for 36 years this is what was happening. We are saying isusu tikazopinda manje after tanyunyuta tikataura kuti zvano yatadza tichazvikorekta zvese izvozvo one by one. Zvichatora nguva yako tikuti hazvo asi our duty is kuti tikorekte izvozvo zvinhu zvakatadzwa nezano for 36 years.
Vamaziso hanzi izvo imi vezano muri kupemberera munhu akwegura munoti kudii nazvo?
Inzwai munzwira isusu chetinoda kwava mugaba havasi makore avo iwisdom yavo injere dzavo kuziva kwavo utungamiriro hwavo hwakanaka hunodadisa. Iwo nemaleader dzavo madiki yavo vaitei vaunza masanctions wadestroya nyika wadestroya economy vanongoende vachitera madiresi. Isusu tiri kuti utungamiriro hwamugabe hunobatika ndo tinoramba tichingopembedza ndo taipembedza nezuro ende ndo uchaita kuti vamugabe vadzokere pachigaro 2018.
Vabhebhe machi yamuri kuronga kuita mimi chinangwa chaiyo chaiyo chaiko ndechipi?
Nangwa chemachi yedu ndechekutsutsuma kuti aiwa tiri kutsutsuma mugabe asi kuti tonga zvakanaka. Mugabe akwidziridza zvecorruption munyika. Mugabe atadza kutonga nyika nekuti we are the poorest nation yeti iye akatora nyika from kuvarungu iri jewel of Africa. Nhasi taakusekewa nenyika dzese kupfuuridza nenyika dzeAfrica dzaakutiseka. So tiri kuti kutsutsuma kuti aiwa ka toda kuti kana taakufa isusu takura tapera toda kusiyira vana vedu nhaka iri nani nekuti iko zvino izvo hapana zvokusiyira vana in the current state yeZimbabwe. Mugabe akatoponda kupera kuti dhu vanotaura saana shamwari yangu honorable mazivisa avo vakapinda muparamendi nezuro mabeneficiary ecorruption yezano. That's why they are defending like that.
Vabednico Bebe vanove nengo yeMDCT vachimirira ngai South muParamende. Manzwo zvakare kubva kuna vapsychology mazivisa vanomirira Highfields West muParamende. Vavira ava vanga vari pauri kuru yanga ichikokerwa naRay Choto Studio 7. Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzemhando dzemoto unobva muzuva kana kuti solar energy vakudzana ichitiva vanoti Zimbabwe inofanirwa kugamuchira nemaoko maviri kushandiswa kwesolar senzira yekurwisana nedambudziko rekushanduka kwemamiriro ekunze uye kushomeka kwemagetsi munyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Hamufunge ndiri kufara ende ndiri kutarisira chaizvo kunge ndiri kuWashington ende kuinstitute yangu yatoenchipidza.
Tiri kuona kuti muri kuita zvesolar energy titsvanangurirei basa ramunoita chaiyo?
Inini ndine kampani inoita nezvekudesigna nezvekuinstalla solar magetsi anogeneratwa nezuva. Ndinowanikwa futi ndiri mune rimwe boka kana kuti group vanoita nezve yatinoti green buildings. Basically tiri kuti isusu mabasa angu andiri kuita ndeyekuti tikwanise kuchengetedza environment yedu, tikwanise kumeka sure kuti magenerations ama future generations anokwanisa kugarawo upenyu hwakanaka.
Muri kuona kunge chirongwa ichi chichamubatsira sei muupenyu hwenyu?
Chandinonyanyoona chichanyanya ndibatsira kubva pachirongwa ichi inyaya yeushamwari nevanhu like-minded people, vanhu vanofunga mafungiro angu nevatinoti vatungamiriri vemabhizinesi vekuamerica uye shamwari dzangu inini pachedu muno muafrica. I think ushamwari ihwohwo huchatibatsira kuti pachedu isusu tikwanise kunge tichiita tichikura.
Muchange muchiita zvidzidzo zvei uye muri kupi?
Inini ndiri kunonzi state yeNew Jersey kuamerica. Ndiri pauniversity inonzi Rutgers University. Ndinenge nichinyanyodzidza nezve mafambiro ndingangoti utungamiri hwemabhizinesi iyo clean energy zvakafanana nezvesolar uye kukwanisa kuti ukudze bhizinesi rako, kukwanisa kuti ukwanise kuexpanda bhizinesi rako muatoti maemerging markets or munyika dzinenge dzakatisarirei.
Vakudzana ichitiva ndemumwe vechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vari muridzi wekambani yeNatfort Energy. Vanga vari parunari namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Musakanganwa chirongwa cheWomen's Roundtable na 8:30 p.m. apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuregererwa kwemadzimai anga ari mumajeri. Tava tashuka kumagume churangwa chedu. Anoko onekai, ndini jonga kandemiri. Ndokusia mina ndimi yake mwakalele.
Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 26th, 2016. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening live from Washington. This is Ndimiake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. Critics say the rift in ZANU-PF will not end if President Mugabe does not resolve the succession question.
It will be folly for anyone to think that ZANU will live beyond Mugabe if Mugabe does not make sure that he foresees a democratic power transfer within his own political party.
The MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai says all is set for its planned public protest this weekend in Bulawayo. And some Zimbabweans commend President Mugabe for pardoning thousands of female prisoners. All these stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. President Robert Mugabe yesterday appealed for unity in his party and castigated war veterans for fanning factionalism amid claims that they are backing a faction of the ruling ZANU-PF party, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. As Thomas Chiripasi reports from the capital, some analysts say the rift in the ruling party will not end if Mr. Mugabe does not redress and resolve the succession question.
President Mugabe told an estimated 100,000 supporters who marched in Harare in solidarity with him that factionalism within the ruling party should stop. His wife Grace is reportedly leading a faction calling itself Generation 40 or G40 that is said to be seeking to block Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who allegedly leads another camp calling itself Team Lacoste, from taking over the presidency once Mr. Mugabe leaves office. Mr. Mugabe, who says he is not ready to retire, told ZANU-PF members, including war veterans, to shun factionalism, saying it was destroying the Revolutionary Party.
The party has no sunk factions as the party. Those who say they belong to this or belong to that are deceiving themselves. There is only ZANU-PF, and let us not hear discordant voices from whomsoever. Little groups to promote so-and-so or promote so-and-so. Those little groups are treasonous groups. They are treasonous groups. They spoil the party. There is the one group, ZANU-PF.
But political analyst Ibo Mandaza of the Southern African Political and Economic Series Trust says Mr. Mugabe's appeal for unity within his party would not bear fruit for as long as the succession question was not resolved. Mandaza says Mr. Mugabe's message was clear that he has no plans to hand over the power baton.
The message was twofold. One was to let everyone know that there was no successor. Therefore, if Emmerson Mnangagwa and those that support him think that Mnangagwa is a successor, then please forget about it. That was the message. The second was to tell the nation that the life presidency is confirmed.
Director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, agrees, adding that problems that arise within structural organizations, such as political parties or institutions, can never be resolved at rallies.
Without doubt, Mugabe will go with the party, just like Kaunda went with the UNIP and Moi went with the KANU. But most importantly, it will be folly for anyone to think that Mugabe, ZANU, will live beyond Mugabe if Mugabe does not make sure that he foresees a democratic power transfer within his own political party.
Mandaza said yesterday's march to show support for the president indicates that the first family was establishing its roots in the military. He said the march was a direct response to Mnangagwa's political machinations.
The one thing which is quite clear is that the first family appears to have established a faction within the military security establishment, because the way this thing was organized, not to mention the resources which were made available for such an event, would show that the first family was able to organize using the youth to organize independent of the main military establishment.
The First Lady Grace Mugabe and Mnangagwa have, however, denied that they were leading any factions. Director of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, Memory Kadau, agrees with Mandaza and Ruanya, noting that the head of state thrives on using the corruption of his force in ZANU-PF to cling to power. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga yesterday told Mr. Mugabe in his face that some of his unnamed senior cabinet ministers and party officials were corrupt, adding they were driving expensive vehicles when the country's economy was bleeding. Amid claims by Chipanga that corruption was rampant in government, and Mr. Mugabe's claims that $15 billion from Chiatswa diamond proceeds was lost through corruption, Kadau said Mr. Mugabe lacks the political will to deal with corruption.
President Mugabe has no political will to act on corruption. On several occasions, we have had President Mugabe himself talking about corruption on public forums, making public pronouncements against corruption, but we have seen no action from President Mugabe. This is mainly because that President Mugabe, at the core of President Mugabe's rule, is to cling on power, not to act on several cases of corruption.
Ruanya further said the fact that thousands of ZANU-PF supporters marched in Harare yesterday would not help to revive the country's economy. He said as long as President Mugabe remained in power, no foreign direct investment would be injected into the country's economy. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment, as he was said to be attending various meetings in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai says all is set for its planned demonstration in Bulawayo this weekend, noting that it is incredible that some people still want to show their support to President Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party when they're allegedly responsible for the hardships that ordinary Zimbabweans are facing. Taurai Shava has more.
Addressing journalists at the Bulawayo Press Club today, MDCT Organizing Secretary Abednego Bebe said the party's top officials will lead the planned demonstration, but noted that he could not give more information on the issue. He added that the MDCT expects thousands of party supporters and ordinary people across the political divide to turn up to show their anger against the ZANU-PF government, which he claimed is responsible for the hardships that the nation is facing.
There is hunger in this country, unemployment in this country. Everything else is upside down. We are saying it is our time, it is our opportunity. Let's go and talk, let's go and talk loudly. And we believe that if we talk loudly, one way or the other, there are other people that within that regime that are going to listen and hear. And if not so, we believe that no one can stop people power.
While Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF supporters described as a resounding success yesterday's Million Men March in Harare to show support for the 92-year-old Zimbabwean leader, Bebe slammed the president for saying he will remain in office as long as people continue to elect him. He also attacked Zimbabweans who say President Mugabe should continue ruling the nation.
If I hear a whole person who is 93 years old claiming that he is not going anywhere and the people clapping, then I've got all the reason to say those people that were clapping need mental examination, because they are not normal human beings. Any normal human being knows that a person, when he reaches that kind of age, he needs to rest.
But Psychology Maziwisa, ZANU-PF's Member of Parliament for Highfield West, insisted they want him to stay in power.
You can make that claim if it's just two people supporting President Mugabe or five people. We are saying President Mugabe's leadership is plain, it is clear for everybody to see. He's an African icon,
He has done remarkable work, not just for Zimbabwe, but for Africa. He's celebrated across the African continent. And we are, you know, privileged and lucky as a party and as a people to be associated with President Robert Mugabe. And that's exactly what we did yesterday, to say we appreciate you for that. We thank you. We salute your leadership. And we're going to keep rallying behind you for as long as possible.
Mazwisa further said the MDCT march will be a waste of time.
It's a failed attempt to try and counter the extraordinary march that we had yesterday. And it will come to naught. And I say this simply because you don't organize a march to try and counter something that was done on the lines of principle and on the basis of celebrating an African icon. I don't understand who they'll be celebrating. Morgan Tsvangirai is just a failed opposition politician who has tried to unseat President Robert Mugabe not once, not twice, but on several occasions, and failed dismally. And he has failed because he's bereft of policy ideas.
Responding to a question on the effectiveness of staging such protests, Bebe stressed that his party is based on principles of social democracy and is committed to gaining power through peaceful means. But one Lawyer youth, who only identified himself as Tabani, said while he's unhappy about the situation in the country, he does not believe that such demonstrations can change anything.
It's just lip service. It's much to do about nothing. They're saying this march is going to achieve this much, but there's nothing. You don't have concrete evidence that the march have forced the government to change. So I think, personally, I think the march are just waste of resources, waste of time for the youth who must be busy looking for money, but they're busy just marching.
The MDCT is staging public demonstrations to show its displeasure on serious socio-economic and political problems faced by Zimbabweans under the ZANU-PF government. An MDCT demonstration held in Harare last month drew thousands of supporters. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Zimbabwean teachers say they're now spending a lot of time in bank lines instead of classrooms due to the current cash crisis in the country. According to Zimbabwe Teachers Association Executive Officer Sifiso Ndlovu, many banks have reduced cash withdrawals to as little as $50 a day to ensure that all their clients have access to the mostly scarce American dollar. The central bank has attributed the cash shortages to subdued production of various goods for export, externalization of money sourced in Zimbabwe, and other related issues. The RBZ mooted the idea of introducing bond notes or coupons to boost exports and ultimately increase money supply in the local market. Ndlovu tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri the only way to deal with the current cash crisis is through the use of plastic money or credit cards, as is the norm in other countries.
As you may know, that tomorrow is payday. Some teachers who were queuing and looking for resources today could not even access what they had in their banks, because some of them were anticipating that their monies would be in and they would make probably last withdrawals today to accumulate sufficient cash to pay for their accounts, as most of our members are cash-dominated accounts. Now, we find that this is a challenge to many of them. And I saw quite a number of banks today that could not give all their clients enough cash. One bank that I will not mention here did not have money at all, and people were just queuing and waiting and hoping that somehow that it would be alleviated as the day goes by.
Some are suggesting that people should be paid through EcoCash. Do you think this will at least help ease the current problems?
I think all methods that are using digital transfer of money would be very much welcome. I think Zimbabwe is the only country now that is highly liquid, and we want to encourage as much as possible that we go plastic, we go digital in all our transactions, save for a few, of course, small transactions.
That was ZIMTA Executive Officer Sifiso Ndlovu speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Some Zimbabweans have commended President Mugabe for pardoning more than 2,000 prisoners, including all women except two, who are serving life sentences or on death row for murder. According to the Herald, Mr. Mugabe granted the amnesty Monday through a government notice without stating the reason for making the move. The prison's services reportedly started releasing some of the inmates yesterday. Efforts to get comment from the Zimbabwe Prison and Correction Services were fruitless. Rita Nyamupinga, Female Prisoners Support Trust, an organization that assists women prisoners, tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye that there is still a lot that needs to be done to ensure that those pardoned can be reintegrated into their families and some grieving societies.
It is a welcome development, but it has got its own challenges because at times when these inmates are released, they don't even know where to go because they might have left their families maybe 3 years, 4 years ago. Now they are coming back home. They've never been visited, especially with women. Some are never visited. For example, she will be coming from Goku and nobody has ever visited her. So where to find her way back to Goku? It's a bit of a challenge. One, she might not have or she might not know where to get transport from. And she is also afraid that how are people going to receive her when she gets home? Because she has committed a crime and in the community, and the family is still bitter with her, and the community is still bitter with her, depending on the kind of crime. So this has caused a lot of stigma and discrimination, and the fear within the ex-inmate herself. Her reintegration won't be as smooth as somebody who has finished the 7-year sentence. This is why you find, like in men, you prefer to commit a crime again and come back to prison because the community, the family, is not ready to receive him. So issues of integration, rehabilitation, and reconciliation should be considered in such circumstances. They are not prepared. They haven't been prepared psychologically to receive that person from prison. And the prisoner herself is not ready.
So when these women are released, how are they assisted by the prison services itself? Or do you then step in to try and be the conduit to make sure that they get to their families?
We really step in as a country to assist them because the government itself, the prison service itself, it can do, but there are some limitations.
That was Rita Nyamupinga of the Female Prisoners Support Trust speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye from Harare. You're listening to Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at President Mugabe's remarks that he's staying in power due to popular demand. And a clean energy expert says Zimbabweans should build energy-efficient houses. Stay tuned. But first, a look at regional and international news. Now that U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has officially clinched the Republican Party's nomination to represent it as its candidate, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders he has spoken with are rattled by the presence of Donald Trump as a candidate in the 2016 presidential race and offered his own harsh criticism of the bombastic billionaire. Obama says his fellow leaders are not sure how seriously to take some of Trump's pronouncements, which, quote, display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines, end quote. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report says former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton failed to follow guidelines when she used a private email server to conduct work while serving as Secretary of State. Senior State Department officials say there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct official business and that if she had asked, she would have been told no. And finally, residents fleeing the fierce fighting between Iraqi forces and Islamic State militants in Fallujah are in, quote, a state of shock, reeling from the gunfire and months of near starvation. President Robert Mugabe declared yesterday that he will remain in power as long as Zimbabweans still have faith in his leadership. Addressing ZANU-PF activists who are attending the ruling party's so-called Million Man March, organized to show support for the president amid serious factionalism in ZANU-PF, Mr. Mugabe chided Britain and the West for demanding that he should step down. Mr. Mugabe has been in power for 36 years now, and he clearly stated that he will never relinquish power as long as Zimbabweans vote for him.
I am at the service of the people. If the people feel I should go, I go. But as long as I feel I can serve the people and I can do my best, as I have done in the past, I'll do my best. And then when time comes, fine, I go.
Mr. Mugabe is the party's sole candidate for the 2018 presidential poll. The president will be 94 years old at that time, making him the first person in the world to seek election at that age. What is the impact of his long stay in power? For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached ZANU-PF activist Effort Nkomo and Dumisani Mulea, editor of the Zimbabwe Independent. Nkomo says the president has the backing of the majority of Zimbabweans.
He's the president because the electorate, or rather ZANU-PF, has chosen him as a candidate, and he won the elections. And until the party so says, no, we have played your part, he will stay in that position.
Mr. Mulea, what do you think?
Well, he's just confirming what we have always known. We have known that he has always had ambitions to be president for life. It's no longer a secret. Yesterday was just reaffirming or reinforcing the message. But it has now reached a ridiculous length, as we heard his wife, Grace Mugabe, saying that he will even rule from his grave. Obviously, this is the tragedy that Zimbabwe faces. Leaders who want to be in power until they die. I mean, in this day and age, that is not just tragic, but it's really, really anachronistic.
I think you can hear it, Mr. Nkomo. Some people like Mr. Mulea are saying that, you know, the president has been trying to be there for life. And at the end of the day, even the wife actually said that he may rule even from his grave. How grave is this kind of approach to Mugabe's stay in power?
Well, my understanding is that, fine, anybody can say he'll rule from the grave or he'll do this and this, but it's the party that should say he's going to do that.
There you are, Mr. Mulea. So indications are that Mr. Mugabe's party is always putting him there, and people vote for him. And they voted for him, by the way, in 2013.
Yes, it is actually true that it is his party, not the whole of it. Of course, we remember that they tried in 2007. I remember in one political meeting when Opam Chinguri tried to move a motion that the party must officially declare him president for life for ZANU-PF. That was opposed by the late Vice President Joseph Msiga and the former political member, Dumiso Dabengwa, who said this is unheard of in this day and age. How do I know that? I know that because I had the minutes of that meeting and I read them very carefully. So it's something that they've been trying to do in the party, but it's a disgrace, if I may say, in this day and age to be trying to entrench leaders to be president for life, particularly a leader like Mugabe, who has not just failed the country, but who has created a calamity, a disaster for this country. This country, it is now in economic ruins. People are running all over the place to other countries, go to South Africa. There are millions, others overseas. I mean, you can't have a leader with that sort of a record trying to stand before the people and telling them that he wants to be president for life. In fact, that he's going nowhere. And his minions around him saying that he will not just be president for life, but rule for life. It's a total disgrace. It's a tragedy. We don't need such things.
Mr. Nkomo?
Yes, if I can understand what my colleague is talking about, I do and respect his view. But even within a party, some opposition can come, someone can suggest, and they shut down. At the end of the day, what prevails is what the majority will have done, fortunately or not fortunate. But that's the situation when we talk democracy.
And what is the impact of all this, briefly, Mr. Mulea, on Zimbabweans?
It simply means that we are really going to continue on this slippery slope, on that tragic path that has led to destruction of the country. It means that there hasn't been any serious realization within ZANU-PF that what they need to serve themselves first and foremost is internal leadership renewal, something that is done by all parties in the region here. They've understood that it's only ZANU-PF that doesn't understand that. And of course, the cost of it will be the destruction of Zimbabwe, the destruction of the livelihoods of Zimbabweans, impoverishment of the country. And at the end of the day, they will even lose the party itself. The whole party will go down with him. He'll go down with the party of the country, which is a bigger tragedy. He's more concerned about his health, which is why he's always flying to Singapore rather than running the country. How many times, which is, I think, one of the scandals in Zimbabwe now, how many times have got to go to office? We really don't know, because he's not really in the office. He only goes there on Tuesdays for cabinet meetings. The other times we hear he holds meetings at some other places, not his office. That tells you that he's no longer coping. So having him as a candidate in 2018 just goes to show that his party and the people around him, they are not just unpatriotic, but they are very insensitive. They have no patriotism in them.
That was Dumisani Muleya, editor of the Zimbabwe Independent Weekly newspaper. You also heard from Effort Nkomo, a ZANU-PF activist based in Bulawayo. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. A clean energy expert urges Zimbabweans to build energy-efficient houses and fully embrace solar energy. Kudzanai Chitiva, co-founder of Natford Energy, a solar installation company, says greenhouses are one effective way of fighting climate change and conserving electricity. Chitiva is one of the 60 Zimbabwean youth chosen for the Mandela Washington Fellowship this year, starting in June. He tells Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo that he's looking forward to the fellowship.
I really feel ecstatic. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, I can't wait to be in Washington and to be at my university in Newark, New Jersey.
Tell us more about what you do and why is it important?
Well, I own a clean energy company specializing in solar installations and obviously solar system design. I'm also part of what we call the Green Building Council, where I'm a founding council member and a board member. So what I do is quite important, especially, you know, when we're looking at issues to do with climate change. You know, basically, we're trying to find ways, you know, to mitigate issues of climate change. And clean energy like solar is obviously one of the ways, because, you know, most of the carbon emissions, which is out in climate change from fossil fuel-based power stations. So I believe what I do is really good for the environment and for issues to do with climate change.
How are we embracing clean energy as a country?
Well, unfortunately, that's where, you know, the real challenge is, because in Zimbabwe right now, we are not really embracing clean energy. The policy framework itself, you know, is not conducive. And obviously, you know, investors, solar companies, and, you know, like-minded companies are finding it very difficult to invest in those technologies here in Zimbabwe.
What exactly do you hope to benefit from this fellowship?
I think one great thing that I see myself benefiting from the fellowship is really the networking. There are so many networking opportunities, you know, not only networking with U.S. Companies or U.S. Business leaders, but also networking with my fellow Africans. And obviously to enhance my skills, because I looked at the course content of what I'll be doing. It is really in direct, you know, coherence with what I'm doing. We're looking at issues of sustainable a supply chain. We're looking at issues to do with emerging markets, which really, you know, addresses the kind of individual that I'm aiming to become.
Kudzanai Chitiba is a 2016 Mandela Washington Fellow and co-founder of Natford Energy, a solar installation company. He spoke with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk today at 8:30 p.m. when today's hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye and Praxedes Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners and experts about President Mugabe's decision to pardon all women prisoners except two on amnesty. What are your thoughts on this? To share your views, call us on 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message or number on WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318. 001-202-465-0318. 465-0318. And please note that we will be streaming live on Facebook. So tune in. So that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you very much. So far, before we go, a recap of to our top stories. Some observers say the rift in ZANU-PF will not end if President Mugabe does not resolve the succession question. The MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai says that all is set for its planned demonstration in Bulawayo this weekend. And some Zimbabweans commend President Mugabe for pardoning thousands of female prisoners. And that's our broadcast this evening. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. This is Ndimiyake Mokadielie here in Washington, wishing you a very, very pleasant evening and a good night.
Siyabonga ndimi ngokusethulela ezosuku ngesingisi. Siyalamukela mthwakazi omuhle emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 26 ngoNkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sesibancene sesidubeke kakhulu abantu bezimbabo sebedubeke kakhulu kulilungelo lethu ukuthi sikwenze lokho ende sizakwenza kumbe bayafuna kumbe abafuni.
Ibandla leMDCT lithi amalungiselelo alo okutshengisela kobulawayo ngomgqibelo asefike kuzinga laphezulu. Iza kamizi zeHarare ziyalawa amukela uhlelo lokuqala zibhadalele amanzi zingakawasebenzisi olwama prepaid meters. Izibotshwa eziyinkulungwane ezimbili zixolelwe ngomongameli Mugabe okukhangelelwe ukwehlisa inani lezibotshwa emajele aminyeneyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ibandla leMDCT lithi amalungiselelo alo okutshengisela lisola uhulumende weZANU-PF ngomgqibelo kobulawayo asefike esigabeni saphezulu. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umabhalane wokuqoqa inhlelo zebandla leMDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe uthi ababuyeli emuva ngokutshengisela ngomgqibelo.
Sesibancene sesidubeke kakhulu abantu bezimbabwe sebedubeke kakhulu kulilungelo lethu ukuthi sikwenze lokho ende sizakwenza kumbe bayafuna kumbe abafuni.
Umnumzana Felix Mafa ongumsekeli wesikhulumi seMDCT kobulawayo ukhuthaze ukuba abantu abasekela umbono webandla lakhe babasekele ngokuza labo bezotshengisela.
Yebo, namhlanje iMDC Bulawayo Province edile press conference isiqoqela sendaba nanzi. Thina kobulawayo sithi asifuni ama-bond notes. Njalo sifuna ukuthi uPresident Mugabe lezano bachasise nge-$15 billion yatshontshwayo noma abantu laba abayitshontshwayo bahanjiswe emthethwandaba. Sikhalaza njalo ukuthi sifuna imisebenzi, ama-firms adilika. 93% kobulawayo abantu asisebenzi. Sifuna uMugabe wasipromisa 2.2 million jobs, khathesi sifuna kule 3 million unemployment.
Umnumzana Mandla Sibanda oyisikhulumi sebandla leMDCT kobulawayo ugcizelele amazwi kamafa.
Okokuqala, ama structures of party are going to be involved, and ama structures of party manengi wona wodwa, they run into tens of thousands, and then kodwa ke lo Zulu jikelele layo unqusiwe.
Osakhulayo wakobulawayo unkosazana Dorcas Ncube ubike ukuba ukutshengisela okuqoqwa libandla leMDCT uyakusekela ngoba iningi labasakhulayo alilamsebenzi njalo lempilo inzima.
Thina abasakhulayo into esikhathaza kakhulu njalo ezasenza siye marcha mhla ka 28 May ngeSaturday yikuthi ontanga abaningi abasebenzi, ontanga abaningi batholakala emabrijini. Kodwa iZANU-PF yasithembisa ukuthi khonkhona izasinika ingangena embusweni.
Injongo yokutshengisela lokhu kubalisa ukwala imali yama-bond note ukwazi nge-US 15 billion ethiwa yanyamalala imisebenzi eyi 2.2 million eyathenjiswa libandla elivusayo lezanu PF lokuthi uhulumende kayeke umkhuba omubi okuphazamisa ukusebenza kwamakhansili ezweni. Akukazakali ukuthi umongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uzaphatheka ekutshengiseleni lokhu na ngoba usesibhedlela kwele South Africa. NgoLwesithathu ibandla lezanu PF litshengisele inkulungwane zabasekeli zangena izitaladeni zeHarare zisithi zitshengisela usekelo lukamongameli Mugabe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ukuhlaziya loludaba uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 xoxe lo mnumzana Vumani Ndlovu obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso esebenza lozulu emaphandleni iRural Communities Trust endawonye lo mnumzana Bednico Pepe unobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zeMDCT. uPepe usungula lingxoxo.
Sesilungiselele kanzima ke sibili njalo abantu bayakuthakazelela ke ukuthi ke kuyintshukuntu yokuthi baze khombisa umgaba ukuthi hayi usehlulekile ukuthi ababuze ngendlela eqondileyo.
Baba Ndlovu, asungangena lawe enkundleni, ubona njani ukutshengisela kwabe MDCT lokhu?
Ngokubona kwami ngibone ngani politically bazageyina ekuthini bathengise ukuthi iMDCT lokho kulibandla eliphikisayo elilezicwanga. Ngokuthi abantu nxa bengaba baningi njengalokho kwenzakala eHarare, kodwa okudingakalayo ukuthi sazi ukuthi ngemva sebedemonstrate-ile kuzathinta yini i-15 billion le yathontwayo, bakhangelele ukuthi iza-akhawunte kanjani, kuza bazaresponda njani laba abayitontayo. i-2.2 million jobs ezingekhoyo ezathengiswa yizanu PF bakhangelele ukuthi zizabuya njani. Ngombono wami nabembone ngani bekumele beqondise i-demonstration yabo kumahofisi wona lawo akhangele izinto ezifana nazo nalezo, kulokuthi kubhode kuphela edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Wothi ngubambe umlomo khonapho Ndlovu, imibuzo ingabi miningi kakhulu, siyiphosele indaba kuBhebhe.
Ngiphendulele uNdlovu uthanda ukuthi ngiphendule kona ukuthi le petition ke esiza kuyayichiya emahofisini kagavana wakoBulawayo, ngoba phela sidefend sidemonstrate sikoBulawayo kungumatsha kuphela. I-petition ke iyabe sisitsho ke into eziningi, sigoqela konke lokhu akubone uNdlovu kuchiyena. Then bese ngibuya ke kule yamakhansila. Uyabona ke uhlupho elalo yikuthi ke umuntu nxa kuthiwa ucorrupt kufanele ukuthi abotshiswe, njalo ngomthetho weZimbabwe ungabotshiswa uyakwanisa ukuthi uhanjiswe ejele uyebika. Ngikhuluma kunjenje ona la makhansila a-accuswa ukuthi acorrupt aseke abizwa emapholiseni kusiyakwenziwa ama-investigation. Ama-investigation amapolisa akhombise ukuthi kona hhayi bona kababoni okubi okwenzakeleyo.
Nxa ngilalele umbuzo ngathi esinye isigaba sombuzo kaNdlovu besingesokuthi nanku-ke silenzile ama-demonstration, like layenza i-demonstration yonaleyi kumbe i-matching eHarare, nanku selikwenza-ke koBulawayo. Kodwa-ke ngemva kokudemonstrata kuphumani?
Ukudemonstrata kakutho ukuthi kuyakhipha uluki. Nxa sidemonstrata sitshengisa ukukhonona, ukukhonona okuyikho okuzakhomba kumbe okuzatshengisa abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi hayi laba abantu bakhonona ngento efanana laleyo abantu abakhonona ngayo abangekho kulezo demonstration ezenzakalayo.
Baba Ndlovu, ngiwuqondisile kuhle umbuzo wakho kumbe kulokunye okungafuna ukungezelela khonapho?
Uqondisile kahle mama, kodwa ngisuke ngibe sengididela ingqondo nxa ngisizwa ehlonitshwa uBhebhe eseqalisa ukwethemba amapholisa esithi amakhansila abo awe-MDCT afunyanwe ngamapholisa ayinvestigethileyo ukuthi kawalaqala. Uqale nini ukuwathemba amapholisa? Uzakhumbula ukuthi esindebeleni sithi zithiwa ngezikudlayo. Izanu P F iyakwazi ukuthi i-corrupt, iyakwazi ukuthi yatshontsha leyo 15 billion. Kungakho-ke izasebenzisa ukuthi ingayethesi abanye abonileyo abalamacala ukwenzela ukuthi layo phezulu ingaze yetheswa. Nxa kuyikuthi i-MDC se-Democratic Party elalelayo izikhalazo zabantu, kungani ingalaleli izikhalazo zabantu bakoBulawayo abakubeke sobala ukuthi amakhansila abo atshontshile, akhorapte? Ngabe sibone
portfolio yabo ye-local governance izoba investigator.
Kahlasizathu zokuthi sithi baqalile sabukudingisisayo singakutolayo ngoba abantu sabuthi sithi ukuthi abantu bangakhuluma engxenye mhlawumbe kulokuzondana thile but thina singake silandele ukuzondana kwabantu ukuthi sikhulume into engekho.
Hayi Ndlovu-ke, isikhathi sethu asisavumi. Elakho lokugcina inkuthazo bani ongayipha kwabe-MDCT besenza uhlelo lwabo lolu olokutshengisela?
Abe-MDCT nxa betshengisela eqinisweni hayi sibathayela ihlombe. Bangaze bakhangela i-corruption yabanye kodwa bavikele eyabo ekhona. Lokho kuthiwa ngubhebhe, kuliqiniso akusiqinisa. Kabalalele ama-residents akobulawayo nxa ekhuluma ukuthi ama-councillors abo angamasela. Ukwenzela ukuthi labo nxa sebekhuluma ukuthi uhulumende phezulu ulisela, nathi sibalalele.
Elakho lokugcina lawe bebe.
Elami lokugcina ukuthi bantu beZimbabwe singakhuluma okuningi ngoba lapho vele kulabantu khona abaningi kulenkulumo eziningi. Njalo futhi isikhathi esiningi kuthiwa lapho kufe khona umuntu uyaba khona umphakathi lanxa engekho. So asingabe silandele-ke izinto ezingathi phazamisa ekuthini siye phambili ngohlelo olukhona. Uhlelo olukhona alukhulumeli ubulawayo kuphela lanxa lusenziwa kobulawayo kodwa lukhulumela uZulu wonke oweZimbabwe ngoba sikhuluma kunjenje emabhanga kakula mali kathesi.
Lo ngomnumzana Abednego Pepe, umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT, ubexoxa endawonye lo mnumzana Vumani Ndlovu owenhlanganiso ye-Rural Communities Trust, bebe lo Praxedis Jeremiah West Studio 7.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izakhamizi zeHarare ziyala ukwamukela uhlelo lokubhadalela amanzi zingakawasebenzisi olwama-prepaid water meters. Lamhlanje izakhamizi lezi zise incwadi yesikhalazo zazo kumansipala zimkhuthaza ukuthi angaqhubekeli phambili ngalolu hlelo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Incwadi yesikhalazo inikezwe osaphethe isikhundla sikameya weHarare uKansela Peter Moyo. Yizakhamuzi zikhokhelwa yinhlanganiso yeHarare Residents Trust, HRT, ithwele amagama okukhalaza ipetition ngesilungu afika phose inkulungwane ezintathu abalobe besekela okumunyethwe yilolu gwalo. UKansela Moyo utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba kuludaba okumele lukhangelisiswe yinkokheli kamasipala lolo ngoba lumqoka.
Ipetition leyi esiyitholileyo kuma-ratepayers yethu siyayamukela. Sizayinikeza yena onguye umaphathakhi uzophendula ukuthi uyibonile njalo kuzahamba kanjani sisiya phambili.
Iqula lenkokheli zezakhamizi belikhokhelwa ngumgcini sihlalo webhodi enhlanganisweni ye-HRT umnumzana Albert Mazula onguye oye waya kwethula kosaphethe isikhundla zikameya weHarare. Phakathi kwemizi engamachumi ayisikhombisa lantathu eHarare uMazula ethi eyisitshiya galombili kuphela kuyiyona elabantu abanelise ukuloba amagama abo kule ncwadi yezikhalazo.
Kusisho ukuthi ngabe besike sahambisa kubo bonke besiyathola more than 20,000 ama-signatures. But sibona ukuthi i-document lakhona lizaba likhulu, yiko-ke sithethe isample nje.
UMazulu uthi injongo yokwenza lokho yikubamba umanisipala ngamandla ukuthi alalele izikhalazo ezivela kuZulu, hatshi ukwenza santando ngempilo yabantu ikakhulu kwezamanzi.
So yikho sisithi thina hatshi ama-prepaid water meter kasivumelani lawo ngoba aza kwenza ukuthi ama-residents ezwe buhlungu nqaba waswela.
Umqondisi we-HRT umnumzana Precious Shumba uthi ulethemba lokuba ukutshengisela kwabo kuzaphathisa ekuthini kube khona ukuxoxisana lezakhamizi kuqala sikhathi sonke lapho sekuqhutshwa inhlelo ezehlukeneyo. Usho umbuthi umanisipala engaba ngoxoxisana lezakhamizi sikhathi sonke kungaphathisa ekuthini babonisane phezu kokungenziwa ukudinga indlela ezisuthisa uzulu zimenze azihlawule imali okumele zihlawulwe hatshi ukudonselana. Mihlanu imizi ekhethiweyo kwamanje lapho okuzaqhutshwa khona umsebenzi wokuqala okubeka lawo ma-prepaid meter anduba abekelwe uzulu wonke edolobheni leHarare. Le ngebalisa oweGreendale, Sunningdale, Kambuzuma, Bluffville kanye lema-avenues bucwadlana ledolobho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Bathwele amagabha avuzayo abantwana balabazali ababethethe izithupha zokuzalelwa kwele South Africa basebezibuyisela sebephiwa amaZimbabwe special permits. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uBenedict Nhlapho eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe lithe ngokufika kwele South Africa lathatha incwadi lezithupha zokuzalwa kwele South Africa ukuze kube lula ukuthola imisebenzi. Ngo-2010, uhulumende wakwele South Africa umemezele ukuthi labo abathethe lezithupha ngokungekho emthethweni bazibuyisele ukuze baphiwe amaphemithi achaza ukuthi izalwane zeZimbabwe. Abantu abafika izinkulungwane ezisithupha bazibuyisela isithupha lezi okuyinto esidalela abantu babo uhlupho olukhulu. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena uthi lesi simo sesitshiye inengi labantwana laba bephakathi kwetshe lembokodo kukanti labazali babo kabasazi ukuthi benzeni.
Uhlupho olukhona ukuthi abantwana ababatholayo bababhalisa ngokuthi abantwana labo bayenzizalwane zeSouth Africa. Nxa umntwana ehamba esithi athathe iID sethola ukuthi ngale womafezi iID yomzali siyakhanselwa. Ukungathathi komntwana iID kusho ukuthi umntwana akasozabhale ugrade 12 ngapha yimatric.
Iningi lalabo abantwana sebezamile ukuyathatha incwadi zeZimbabwe. Kodwa umnumzana Mabhena uthi lakho bathi bengena emaofisini akhona bafice imbila sithutha.
Nxa bazali ama-ID esekhanseliwe sokuhlupha emntwaneni ukuthi umntwana abe le-ID njalo futhi kunzima ukuthi abe sesiya eZimbabwe aye kuthi yena ungumZimbabwe ngoba yena vele kazange azalwe eZimbabwe kazange futhi azalwe ngabazali ababesebenza incwadi zeZimbabwe yilo uhlupho esidibana lalo lukhona.
Lokhu kutsho ukuthi laba bantwana kabayisibo bakwele South Africa njalo kakusibo beZimbabwe ngakho kabalalizwe. Esinye sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosikazi Ntandwe Nkosi Moyo uthi lesi simo sesithukuthelise kakhulu omama beZimbabwe.
Iproblem abazoba layo osekuqaleni ukuthi bangazazi ukuthi vele bona ngabakuphi kuzobenza futhi le self-esteem yabo ingabe right. Akulanto abangayenza bazoqhashwa mbani. Asoke bathenga izindlu they can't own anything. Akulanto vele abangayenzi kusho ukuthi phela bangoganyeni bangolahliwe nje bona abantu ababo labo bazo-affecteka.
Unkosikazi Moyo uthi sekudingeka uhulumende bamazwe omabili bakhulumisane ngoba ngokuthula kutsho ukuthi kusungulwa usendo lwabantu abangalalizwe njengoba labantu ababo bezakhula bekusimo esifanayo.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ama-government lawo ngithu kumele bathole isisombululo selenda. So iZimbabwe ayikukhonsida ukuthi abazali babo ngababo, le South Africa ikukhonsida abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha. Bengakhona ukuthi bahambe baye eZimbabwe bayethatha ama-birth certificate wona lawa athi bangama-alien. Then iSouth Africa ibalungisele ama-permits until leso sikhathi sokuthi bakhona uku-applyela ama-citizenship.
Ngokomthetho wakwele South Africa, abantwana beZimbabwe abazalelwe kwele South Africa ngabazali abazelwe eZimbabwe balelungelo lokuthi bengafika iminyaka elishumi lesithupha bakhethe ukuthi bafuna ukuba izalwane zeZimbabwe kumbe ezakwele South Africa. Kodwa laba njengoba bengalazwe incwadi ezibavezayo ngabanalo lelungelo lokukhetha. Ngimele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe esebenzisa amandla awaphiwa isisekelo sombuso sexolele izibotshwa eziyinkulungwane ezimbili i-2000.
kubikwa kulezibotshwa ezedlula inani elakhelwa amajele elinkulungwane ezilitshumi lasikhombisa i-17,000. Izibotshwa ezixoleleyo zigoqela abantshontsha inkomo lamanye amacala. Ababulali kabaxolelwanga. Lokho kuthiye amajele abesifazane esebetha umoya kulababili kuphela abatholakala belecala lokubulala abasele phakathi. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje esigabeni sabesifazana sihluzeni bomama sikhangela ukukhululwa kwezibotshwa ezibalisa ezesifazane phose zonke okwenziwe ngumongameli Mgabe. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umthethwandaba wakwele Uganda usufumane owabhomba idolobho leKampala ngomnyaka ka-2010 elecala. Umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Barack Obama ukhangelelwe ukuyahlala endlini elamakamelo ayi-9 ebhadala imali edlula inkulungwane ezingamatshumi amabili lambili. I-22,000 ngenyanga lapho esesuke esihlalweni sokuba ngumongameli ngomnyaka ozayo.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlelwa mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafube mbula.
Kuhlelo lwezemaphandleni lamhla sixoxa lesakhamuzi selupane umnumzana Celani Ncube ongowebandla njalo leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ncube.
Siyabonga baba kwaNkomo.
Ye, kuyini okwenzakalayo elupane?
Elupane lapha nje kwesigodlo simathele North lonyaka okwenzakalayo kunzima ngoba akukho ngqubekela phambili ekhona. Idohlupho lokuthi abantu lonyaka kulendlala bathulanga lutho emasimini kwahle kwatha kusaphu. Sibe lohlupho lokuthi kwakhona ezikolo la uhulumende uye wamisa ama-temporary teachers akade encedisa ukuthi kube lababalisi abathize ezikolo. Uyatholana izikolo eziningi lapha ezema-Material and North zama-teacher ezinjengawani ezinjengathi osokudala ukuthi khona khona abantwana vele ezikolo eziningi ezabaprimary lezakusafuma. Silohlupho futhi ukuthi kunjalo silohlupho lwendlala. Izakhamuzi lonyaka zisulanga luthi indlala ibhahile emaphandleni la and kasikaboni umzamo owenziwa nguhulumente ukuthi asiza abantu ngoba indlala ivele yaqala lakathesi nje abantu basendlaleni. Sikhuluma nje indlala yangikhona isekelwa yikuthi le mali layo kayikho la bathi bazamela akula mzamo ekhona ngoba ukuze bekwanise ukuthola imali bathwala nzima kakhulu. Abanye izakhamuzi ziyasuke ezingama-15 years ziyadinga imali eposti. Eposti kayikho, zisuke emabhenki kayikho, ziye koBulawayo ziyethona zibayinile zingayitholi imali yangkhona.
Ukudaba lwababalisi lapha Encube selike lakhulumisana labo yini abakahulumende?
Ngikhuluma nje mina lami ngomunye okhokhela esikolo ku-FG esikhulu lapha esamabhiwa elupane lapho. Sike sakhulumisana la headmasters ezikolo ukuthi uhulumende uthi nxa besiya khona ngale emahofisini awezomfundo bathi khona kuthiwa kusamisiwe akula mzamo ekhona esiyibonayo ngathi esekhanyayo.
Edabeni lwendlala umongameli Mgabe uke wayiphatha lindaba ekhuluma izolo wathi abantu abadinga ukudla ababhekane lendlala kumele baphiwe ukudla lokhu kungelabandlululo. Alikezwa nje abakahulumende bethembisa ukubana basendleleni bayeza khona ngapho.
Okwakatesi inkomo lapha lesikhonela ufani lapha asikakuzwa khona lokhu. kodwa uhlupho siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli wethu elizwe hleze ekhuluma njalo nje ukuthi hhayi awafuna ubandlulo, kodwa yi-political tool yabo njengabandla lezanupiye abasukela layo kudala ukuthi nxa bekhuluma kupublic bakhuluma kuhle, but nxa sebeseza izinto bayenza izinto kulo bandlulo and ukudla ngaze kubuye ubandlulo yasizolerali ukutholakala.
Siyazi lebusisiwe ngethimba khona ngapho eLupane, sesike sezwa kaningi-ningi likhala ukubana kalitholi lutho kulezi zigodo, sokwalungisiswa yini?
Mnumzana Nkomo, ikuthi uhlupho lwethu esilalo eZimbabwe ngolokuthi ungaze uhambe kuliphi khona lelizwe balama-resources aqondane lesigaba zonaleo. Isibona thinebandleni lethu sasithe khona kuvele devolution of power, amandla ezabelweni, abantu bazenelisa ukwenza izinto zabo ngezabelo zabo. Okwethimba eLupane, mina ngithe ngikhule eLupane lapha kulamathimba company eqhumile, kathesa lokho esolovela ngancane kancane akulanti ayishiya. Kathesi ngikhuluma nje eLupane khona apha lapha engikhona, mhlawumbe ingxenye kulesomile eyodwa nayo ayisayenzisi sesemluksi ngale, ithimba siqunywa e-forest ngale. So nxa siqunywa e-forest ngale, siyawasa abantu abasebenzela i-forest kakhulu basoba ngapha, iningi labo vele ngabakhona le Mpumalanga. So silohlupho lokuqunywa khona ithimba vele kasisayitholi, kasisayibona lapho esikwa khona. Esikubonayo kuphela sibona kuqunywa izigodo, ukuthi lezo zigodo zisiwa ngaphi, ithimba khona ingasiwa iya ngaphi, konke lokhu asikuboni. Sohlupho kakhulu lokuthi aluba uhulumende weZimbabwe yalandela isisekelo sombuso esise-devolution of power, ukuthi amandla ezabelweni abantu bazisebenzise ama-resources abo ngezabelo zabo, ngabe kasikahlupho lonke lolo. Manje uhulumende esilayo siyamazi ukuthi uligovo, kafuna abantu bazithilele ezabelweni zabo, funa yonke nje abe ngobamba zonke. Ngoba ungakhangela ungakhambe uyaharare kule khampani kuthiwa yiLupane Timbali, kodwa iLupane ayithi ikhampani okuthiwa yiLupane Timbali. Uhlupho lwethu esilalo eZimbabwe ukuthi okokuqala kasilabe ukukhokhela, ukubona sihluthela kangaka silezi ndlala okungadingekiyo ukuthi sile ndlala.
Hayi, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo Ncube, siyabonga.
Siyabonga baba.
Belilalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni, ngixoxa lesakhamuzi seLupane umnumzana Celani Ncube. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki eza. Uhlelo ngolwenu Zulu wemaphandleni, nxa kukhona elifuna sikhulume ngakho ezabelweni zenu lisazise khonapha kustudio 7.
We shall.
just wash away all the tears from my eyes. Umdumo wezihlengene ingoma ye reggae. Siphiwa uGrams Morgan owe Morgan Heritage phela. Ehlabela ke kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ibandla le-MTC lithi amalungiselelo alo okutshengisela kobulawayo ngomgqibelo asekuzinga laphezulu. Hayi ke kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo Lilani.